Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We are looking for those among us that are really immature and know how to get somebody to break up with us. There we go.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with. I don't know how to go.
Yeah. Okay. How many times? So basically, long story short, we know somebody who wants out of their relationship and they don't have the cojones to get out.
Yeah.
So how do you get somebody? Now, look, if this was a marriage with children, this would not be one of those top words like, hey, everybody, how do you get your husband to leave you with his kids? She wants full custody. Why do we do? No, this is like a relationship, but it's gone on too long to just do the like, this isn't working. So she's looking for pointers from, I mean, from women. That's why we can't help, because Steve and I know how to do it.
Yeah, we just go. Well, we let them, we get them to break up with us.
That's the point. That's what we want you to teach us how to do as a woman. You need to teach your fellow womankind. And I don't know if you're willing to betray the sisterhood, because it is. These are some of the secrets from the Amazon forest.
These are like
the weird. Because guys, what we do is we try to twist it. We try to turn everything back onto you, where it's like you. I can imagine being with you. Oh, God. Things that you probably do.
I'm myself. Is that what you mean?
No, I'm saying when you're done. When you start to do that, you do that slowly. Because you are, when you want to be, very attentive. You listen and you read. Like, you're just involved because there's something you want at the end of the rainbow.
I want to know about her.
Mm-hmm.
The start, and then we'll get to...
Yeah, no, but once you're tired...
Sure.
Then when you've turned off that inquisitive Steve who will listen to her inane stories ad nauseum, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You got to just be impossible to be in a room with.
I wonder exactly what I do and what I say. I wonder what my demeanor is. Am I just checked out? Am I not paying attention anymore?
Yes.
Is that probably what?
Yes. I don't know. But I can just...
I could kind of see that.
I'm trying to picture what you do.
What were you saying?
Oh, it's that. It's like, I'm sorry, what? Did you say something? I just told you a 3-hour story of how my boss is doing this thing at my job and how I'm trying to decide if I'm quitting or not. And you're like, I'm sorry, one more time?
I know, what?
Yeah, I don't...
I know.
So maybe that's the way to get somebody to dump you.
Be an immature D-bag. That's how you do it.
And then do you stop returning calls?
Yeah, and texts or emails or it won't be as right away or as the frequency.
So let me ask you this. Then I guess you're kind of out. So you don't turn it off. You got to slowly turn it off.
Yes.
So if you are a person who responds within 5 minutes to texts, you can't immediately the next day go to like waiting a whole day. You have to like, okay, now it's going to be 40 minutes.
Hi, I know this is so immature.
This is what we're doing right now.
This works.
We need the immature people to give us those things that you, I mean, that's one of the things, but maybe you did something bigger. Maybe you pretended to be attracted to his cousin or.
Dude, we had someone that faked a death, didn't we? They pretended that they were dead or they faked something.
I do remember
something.
That. Somebody had called us with that. That's good. I mean, who's got time for that?
It's a lot. It didn't work.
Yeah, because even if we've only been dating for like 6 months, I'm still going to go to your funeral for crying out loud.
Oh, that is
so true. You're going to have to pay a lot of money to get out of this relationship. Isn't it easier to just go, you know, this isn't.
It's me. It's not you.
Yeah. So back to you. So you start to turn the faucet off with texts.
Okay.
Do you still have relations with somebody you don't want to date anymore?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they want it. It's what?
I want that to be true, but I know it's not. Do you do all your tricks?
Okay, so
do you start to turn that down, I guess, is my question.
Yes, so there's not as much passion. It's more just methodical or more going through the motions, kind of. I don't reciprocate the cutesy little things that you say. you know, with each other. I might back off the L word a lot.
Yeah. I see all that.
Just an immature D-bag.
Because with women, I think if you want a guy to break up with you, we need your calls to tell us what to do. But like, for me, if you started turning the relations thing off,
that's a sure sign that she's checked
out. You're either getting it somewhere else. Like there's something but you're telling me that I need to take my needs elsewhere, right?
Yes, there it is.
So I feel like that's what women do more often than not, and is guys like, turn
just,
that off.
Yeah, and we just revert back to when we're 12.
And what? Sleep
check
with our friends?
Box.
Oh, like, yes, okay, I'm done. Yeah. We're going to try this. If you're willing to be immature.
Yeah.
And you're willing to tell us how dumb you got. What did you do? Because we got, again, there's a friend listening, and we're going to keep this quick. If you've done something dumb to get a guy, because you don't want to say it directly, you did something dumb to get him to break up with you. Because if you break up with him, he's going to be like, what? And he's going to be crying on your rug and blah, blah, blah.
That guy.
But you know, if you can get him to want it, him to want to initiate the breakup, you're home free. What did you do to get them to dump you? Jen?
Yay.
What'd you do?
So I had my best friend, who is also a girl, pretend to have an affair with me.
Oh, nice.
And let him come home and catch us in bed. And then I begged him not to out me to my family. And he noped right on out of there.
Oh, my God. How brilliant is that?
Not brilliant if you're dating me.
Why?
I would have dove right in between the two of them.
I'm with you on that. You're lucky he didn't have that.
No, I know. That's really rude of me. But like...
Yeah.
He thought that was gross and he had to be done with you.
He did. He was really upset about it.
Did you stay with the girl then or?
No, we're like best friends.
I know, but.
We've been best friends for like ever.
Well played.
I promise I'm not asking for the lecherous reasons that Steve would ask.
What?
But how involved did you, like, were you guys naked and he, like, you had to look like there was a scene going on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we were like topless under the covers.
Heck yeah.
See, what? I was asking just to get.
Oh.
So that's option one, pretend to be. And you don't want it to be a dude because then there'll be the confrontation and all the stuff.
Yeah.
So that's well played.
That is well played.
Huh. All right. And you guys never thought about doing that thing, you and your best friend?
No. Huh. No. He just got really serious and was talking to her about like proposing to me. And I was not there at all.
I did not
have it in me to actually tell him that.
She's a good friend.
That is a really good friend. Thank you for the call.
That's fun.
I feel like we could have talked to her forever and just gotten progressively creepier. So it was probably time for
yeah.
Shelby.
Yay.
How'd you get him to dump you?
So I was actually dating this guy kind of casually, and he was bipolar, and I used his insecurities with his mental illness to get him to like break up with me.
Wait, what? How?
So you started saying, like, you started making him feel worse about being bipolar, like that was what was causing your breakup?
No. He would constantly tell me that I was like doing things that was upsetting him and stuff like that. And it wasn't that I was actually upsetting him. It was just his condition. So it was doing little things that would kind of trigger him a little bit.
And so eventually he dumped you.
Yeah.
Well played there, Bipolar Express. So, thanks, yes,
thank you for the call. Unfortunately, our friend doesn't have that in her back pocket, but maybe we can get him on some medication or something. Angie?
Yay!
How'd you get him to dump you?
Okay, so it was a really long relationship. It was not good. And so I went crazy. I complained about everything. I picked fights about everything. And it didn't work. And so... It did not work.
Oh.
Still was with it. And then it got to the point where a friend of his and me had kind of had a thing before we started dating. And we kind of turned up the flirting and ended up hooking up. And all the other friends knew.
Heck yeah.
That was kind of the last straw for him, I think. I distanced myself so much. Started hooking him with his other friend. I'm sure his other friends told him, and he finally was like, I can't do it anymore.
Why didn't I think of this?
Just sleep with
the way out. Sleep with his best friend. Yay!
Slacker and Steve.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.